Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mint and Matara's summer special. Hi. Oh,
hello.
I am Matara.
I'm Mint.
Woo. And today it's episode 6.
6, baby.
Already. Can you believe it?
I know. Oh my gosh. 6 out of 25.
I'm excited. We're more than 20% of the way there. Which is kind of sad. Oh my God, wait, stop. I can't get sad.
No, we just stopped. You got sad last week too.
I'm emotional like that. I feel my emotions deeply. I'm a little baby.
I think I'll get more sad once it draws closer. But for now, we have lots of stuff planned. So it's just,
I think so too.
Feels like almost we're just getting started.
I agree. And I think once the summer kind of kicks into high gear, as they say, it's going to get crazier because a lot of our kind of, I don't want to say best episode because every episode is the best episode.
Obviously.
But a lot of our like big planned episodes, like the Maid Cafe, Warhammer, Metal Gear, like they're
still happening. And we have even more stuff that we're not even telling you guys. Mm-hmm, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Secrets.
Here, I'm going to whisper it to you. Hold on.
Okay. Oh my God. She said what?
Oh, don't cancel me.
How could she do that? We're kidding. Of course. Yeah. We have so much stuff. How are you today though? How's your week going?
I'm great. I got lots of stuff done. I messaged a bunch of people. I got messages
she
from
did.
People.
Yeah, I did.
I got lots of stuff happening.
Yeah, you do.
I'm good. How are you?
You know how every week, I guess like every week that I've asked you how you're doing, you said you feel like shit.
Yeah.
And I made fun of you.
Yeah.
Kindly.
Can I make fun of you now?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what it's been for the last like month. I will go to bed sometimes at 1 or 2 and my brain, I finally understand what it's like when people say my brain doesn't disconnect.
Oh.
It's 7:30 in the morning and I'm still in bed wide awake.
What? 7:30?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I feel like I am. If you told me that I got possessed and like I have an entity living inside me, I would believe you. Like, I would believe you that I'm just skinwalking myself. Please get out of my body, man.
Sorry. Okay.
So I am just, like,
I'm having like a rave in your brain.
Yeah. It's just, there's one of my favorite little memes. Unfortunately, I think we are going to have to mute it when we post it. Hold on. Mm. Let me find it. It's like Sweet Dreams, but it's like a bunch of little bears dancing. And it's like my last brain cell doing its best.
We can voice it ourselves. Sweet dreams are mine.
No, it's like.
Oh, that one.
Here, I linked it if you want to take a look at it. That is how it feels in my brain.
Oh my gosh, they're like really going hard. Editor, you can just put our unces instead of the music.
Yep, that would be great.
You have a lot of energy for someone who hasn't slept.
That is truly how it's been going. And it's been so hard to get organized because I think it's because of a few reasons. I've talked to a few people. I think number one, I haven't been working out. It's been very cold where I live, so I haven't been able to go for runs.
Oh, yeah.
Usually I work out in the morning, but since now I don't sleep until 7:30, I wake up broken at like 3 p.m., rush to like record something with you or get some stuff done before stream. And then it's the same thing again.
You're going to burn yourself out.
Well, this is why I have a, I have to say it properly. I say treadmill, but it's treadmill. And it's actually genuinely, it's not a meme. It's really hard for me to say treadmill because my accent comes out. And it's, I think in my brain, because it's like treadmill, I say it kind of accent-y. It's weird. So my brain autocorrects it to treadmill because it seems more fluent.
See, whenever you said it, I would never correct you. I was just like, oh, it's just one of my accent things probably.
It is. It really is. But when I say, how do you say treadmill?
Treadmill.
It doesn't sound weird when you say it, but it sounds weird when I say treadmill.
No, it sounds the exact same. Treadmill.
Does it?
Oh yeah. I think you're being overly critical of yourself. Right
maybe. But so what I did on stream the other day, this is the beauty of Twitch. I just had my treadmill and I walked and I reacted to like some Vishojo music and stuff like that. And it was awesome. And then my mother has these prescribed sleeping pills. She gave me one. Holy cow. Also, please, you know, this is not a medical advice thing. If you do need sleeping pills, like, don't just take your mother's. This was her idea. You know, this was.
Don't take your parents' pills. Okay,
don't
guys?
Take your parents' medication.
Yeah.
I think so far I'm good. I woke up at a good time. Yay. I'm going to go for a run after this. Woo. And I'm going to walk on my treadmill tonight after our collaboration.
Yeah.
Just to like make sure that I tire my body out so that I can sleep.
When I take sleeping pills, like unless I mentioned this to you before, but like unless I take it like an hour before I plan to go to sleep, mm-hmm. I have to sleep like 10 hours or something, or else I am so groggy. I just feel like slow and my brain is foggy. I can't do anything but I'm glad that it didn't do that to you.
Well, I think I almost had the same thing because I slept for close to 9 hours. Uh-huh. And then I told you when I woke up this morning, I just felt really groggy. So what I did is I was still in my blanket and I just paced. Oh. I paced around my house because it was too cold to go outside. So I just did steps in my blanket, in my PJs with like cozy little socks on.
Yeah.
At one point I had my eyes closed and I was just pacing in a circle. And I think that really helped me wake up and kind of just feel like myself.
Like to me, it feels like when I have jet lag, like, you know, when your body is just heavy and you're just like, oh my gosh, I cannot move.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe it's, I don't know, over the counter sleeping pills might have a different
effect. I'm just hoping that this kind of gets me back in the right place. And I've also talked about, I'm so silly. I have a treadmill at my house. Why don't I just use it after streams? Like, you know how many times I was in bed at 2 a.m. knowing I can't fall asleep? Why didn't I just get out of bed and like walk? Even the really fast walking is, you know, you get tired, you get exhausted, you get sweaty.
It's true. I had a lot of problems sleeping until I went to Japan, and like every night I would, like, I don't know, I do this sometimes, but maybe because I was like having the videos on the TV, the bright TV was like keeping me up. But like just listening to a podcast will put me to sleep. It does not matter what it is. Like, I can't fall asleep to like rain sounds. I can't fall asleep to ASMR. Like, I'll relax to ASMR, but people talking puts me to sleep. I'm like, wow, they're just going on.
Relax your brain, Mint.
Yeah.
Fall deep into your bed. Ooh. Do you feel how cozy it is? Now close your eyes.
It's not even like a, oh, now you're feeling calm. Like, it's just like, I listen to these, like a ghost stories podcast, and I'm like,
arms were cut off. Her legs were cut off.
But I'm like, this is something I like. And still, like, when I listen to it, I'm like, ah, yes. It's so weird.
I just imagine it's like the most like, grimiest, like bloody, awful story, and Mint is like, you know, you have the big smile on your face.
But no, it's not true crime. It's ghost stories. It's ghost stories.
Well, that actually, because you're basically hearing about your family and your relatives and your cousins.
Maybe that's why. But I like to see what humans think about us. You know,
it's kind of funny. I get that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think hopefully it kind of fixes my everything.
I hope so too.
And like I said, I think in the future now, I'm so silly, I'm just going to get on the treadmill. Also for Japan, I think the reason that you also were able to sleep so good, you're exhausted in Japan.
True.
You're so kind of overstimulated by the environment, and then you're walking a lot.
Yeah.
You're also like, I think another thing that we take for granted when we have our routine is how we don't have to, I'm going on a little tangent here.
No, it's okay.
We don't have to use, there's this like idea of you only have a certain amount of executive function in a day. So for example, this is why the US presidents, they don't pick their clothes. They have the same clothes every day. They don't pick their breakfast because you only have a certain amount of decisions that you can make in a day before decision fatigue sets in.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're in a new environment, everything is decision fatigue.
Yeah, true.
Even just which road am I walking down to get to the subway? But when you're in your own environment, it's all automatic for you. True. You don't have to think. This is why people say like go into the gym at first is hard, but eventually you just walk in and you know what to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry. Like if I go outside, I know where to go for a run. I don't even have to think what street I'm turning on because I've already seen it. I'm not overstimulated by that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's why when you were in Japan, it was just so tiring. Plus,
I never thought of that.
Yeah, yeah.
The presidents versus, don't you know, pick like their being own at clothes.
Work. No. No, when they're in the office, no, it's all set up for them.
Oh my God.
They usually have like the same outfit times so many.
What?
Because they need to keep their decision making for the hard stuff, for the big decisions.
I'm going to get the same outfit and I'm going to be like, this is so embarrassing. Like, we're wearing the same thing. You need to change.
I love those TikToks, by the way.
Like, oh my gosh, why are you wearing the same thing as me? Like,
I'm gonna buy a mint made dress and just oh my God, mint. One of us has to change. And it's like tiny on me. It's like not covering anything. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
Oh my gosh, this is so, yeah, like what are you doing?
I have this thing. So my flesh mother, she sometimes likes to steal my clothes.
Oh.
And sometimes I would get like a dress back and it would just have, I don't know how they're called, but they're like the diaper pins, you know?
Oh.
Like they're like big pins that you like pin diapers or whatever with. And it would just be pinned at the breast. Because hers are so much smaller and it's the only way. Like if she wears any of my stuff, it's like, whew. Sometimes she'll take a shirt and like just wear it as a dress. I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, I do that. I buy XL and I like wear them as dresses.
I'm sure, like, I have some really big shirts that I like to get even bigger for me that would just be dresses on you.
Your poor mom. But it doesn't put, like, a hole in the shirt or anything? Like,
no.
Oh, that's good.
No.
At least she's not stretching it out, you know, like, it's because that would suck, too. Like, if you're just like, oh, my gosh, this is my favorite shirt. And then the next time you get it, it's... like
now I wonder if I stretch her clothes out, but she's never complained. One of us is kinder than the other, as you may have realized by my story.
I think it's nice though, you're sharing each other. You're both kind because
we're sharing each other.
Yeah, you're sharing each other. Wow.
Whoa, don't go there.
I just stopped mid-sentence. You're sharing each other's clothes, so you're both.
I'm very lucky that we don't have the same shoe size, or she'd steal everything.
Oh my
I own.
Gosh,
she's a little thief. She really is.
I never even did that with my sisters. Like I never even wore the same thing. Like, I never took their clothes or anything either.
I'm so sorry.
My stuff is my stuff.
Oh.
I don't know.
I've always shared with roommates.
Really?
Because I tend to live with people that I'm very close with. So most of my roommates that are very close with, like, we shared stuff. It's just one of my old roommates, he was very, very fashionable. So there were some shirts that he bought that were kind of high fashion where he was like, I'm sorry. Oh. Like, if I lend it to you, you will stretch it with your breasts. And like, this needs to stay the way it stays, you know?
I see.
So there was a few stuff like that, but not a lot.
I just hear like horror stories always about it. It's just like some girl went through my closet, or my roommate went through my closet and then got stains all over it from their makeup and it ruined the dress. And so, oh, I hate that.
I do tell people if they lend me clothes, it's got to be clothes they're not super attached to. Because I will, like, I am aware that I mean, you've seen me. I always spill things on myself.
Yeah, you do.
All the time. Even today, I was like, oh, sorry, I spilled my coffee. I'll be there in a bit.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you
all
did.
All the time. All
the sometimes claws. I put it's my, the claws.
It is the claws. And sometimes I put my coffee cup like a little off the coffee machine.
Wait, what?
So I'll put the coffee cup like on an angle by accident. And then while the coffee machine drips, it vibrates. And then the cup falls on the ground.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. What?
What? I'm sleepy.
If you know that's a mistake that you make often.
No. I just recently figured it out.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, why does my cup always fall?
Do I have a poltergeist in my apartment?
I thought it was you making fun of me.
I'm just trying to get a bad start to your day, obviously. Yeah.
Another thing, just to finish off the Japan trip, why you're probably so relaxed. It's I think when you did go to Japan, right, you were kind of in between maid cafe jobs, right?
Yeah.
Which your brain is so much more relaxed because you're on vacation.
It didn't feel like a vacation though. I don't know.
Well, that's because of who you are as a person. You just like were going to 12 maid cafes per week. No, you were, you know.
I was far from Akiba. I actually didn't go to that many maid cafes at all. Mm-hmm. So sad. Was so depressing.
Is this why now you're going to two a day when we go?
Yep. Well, speaking of, we've kind of been starting to like plan that. We've been talking about hotels and kind of things that we want to do. We're so excited. I'm excited.
Me too. Oh my goodness. I cannot wait. And actually, I want to make sure we get a lot of our list done and our stuff done. We're there for, I think, like 10 or so days.
We haven't really decided the dates yet. No.
But I think for streaming and stuff too, there's quite a few places that we could stream from. I could bring my laptop if you want to use it.
I don't have a laptop.
Yeah, I'll bring mine if you want to use it.
Yeah.
This is why I'm so...
I'll buy one.
Sorry?
I'll get a laptop. I bought one for heaven, you know?
Yeah.
And it like... It was a nice laptop, but when I streamed from it, it sounded like I was, I don't know, like I used my normal mic, but everyone said that I sounded like I was on an Xbox mic.
That is weird. This is why I really want to stay with Odigiri.
Oh my God. She was, when I had my collab with her the other day, she was just like, so Mata said this? What's up with that? I was like, oh yeah, she just kind of, you know, like, you know.
I did ask her to stay with her though already. And I even said like, oh, would it be okay? Because I think she has somebody staying with her at the time that we'll be coming. Mm. So if anything, like, you know, I was like, oh, if anything, like, could we share a room, you and I, da da da. So she does know about that. What you're referring to is the cheese plate party. Yeah. Which that was a joke. Obviously, if I were to seriously consider having a potluck at somebody's house, I would let them know. Onigiri, if you're watching, I was memeing.
We were kidding onigiri. About it, how like you were going to girl boss your way to like into her house and then be like, okay, onigiri, it's my house tonight. And she's absolutely. Like, where do I go? And you're just like, find somewhere else.
Like, I would team up with Onibro. We'd be like, all right, onigiri, we think it's high time that you know, this is my house now. I live here with Onibro. Sorry.
I'm gonna side with onigiri.
I buy him more whoppers.
We'll have a revolution. We're gonna like storm through your wine and cheese party, like with like, you know how kids have like those horse heads on sticks and they pretend that they're riding. We're gonna come in on those and we're gonna have like little foam swords and be like, your reign of terror is over, Matara. Have at ye. And we'll just we're gonna. I'm deciding this now with onigiri.
And I'm going to be a little too drunk that I'll take it a little too seriously and I'll actually like tackle you to the ground and then you'll be like, hey guys, I'm sorry. My lower back, like I have bruised ribs because Matara doesn't know how to play fight.
I'm going to have misshapen. You're going to like mess up all my ectoplasm. My legs will be misshapen.
I warn people in my life not to tickle me. I am extremely ticklish.
Oh, me too.
But if somebody tickles me, I will genuinely, like, I accidentally punch people.
Oh!
Like, my first reaction, I push them back really hard. Or, like, I punch them back really hard.
I get it. I flail, too. Uh-huh. Wait, are you like that in haunted houses, too? Where if you get jump scared, like, you
I don't
you,
go.
But, like, if someone, okay, say not a haunted house. If someone jump scares you on accident.
You've seen me, like, I get scared. I just go, like, ah! And I like throw my hands up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, yeah. But I think the reason I do that is because my flesh woman, when she was younger, at some points when kids were like play fighting, sometimes people would like hold each other down and then tickle.
No, I
and
hate it,
like,
that.
It's, I don't want to use a big word, but like, it's kind of like torture.
It's kind of torture.
In my brain, it like registered as torture. So now when people do that, it like,
I can't think.
Like, I just become panicked and I punch the other person. Like, I'm so in like self-preservation survival mode.
I think any situation where you're being held down against your will and like,
and tickled,
and well, anything, you know, like, and tickled, yeah, it's like, like, well, you know, if I'm unable to move, I'm just like, oh god, I'm gonna panic, I'm gonna, you know.
Yeah, Yeah. That's how the kids used to play. So
kids are so scary.
I know. Oh my God. This is why I'm like, I don't know if I ever want to have a kid. The world is such a scary place.
Kids are scary. And now
we all have so much trauma.
There's so much, you know, with TikTok influence and YouTube influence. God. It's so bad. Everyone's trying to become an influencer, but in like stupid ways. Like I saw like a video of some kids that were walking down a street and they were live streaming, and one of the kids just reaches into some lady's like food. She's sitting out like on a patio at a restaurant, and they reach into her food and grab it and like walk off.
Ew.
I'm like, what? I mean, of course there's like, obviously that's a very extreme case, but like people do such stupid stuff for clout and like, you know, internet points and everything. Like it's crazy. It's crazy.
I think another thing with the whole social media thing is if you look at movie stars in like the 80s, the 70s, the 90s, yeah, of course there was attractive people. Like look at Cameron Diaz in The Mask, gorgeous woman.
Gorgeous.
But I feel like you could see women like Cameron Diaz walk down the street quite often in life. Like she's obviously gorgeous, right?
Oh, yeah.
But nowadays when it comes to like people on TikTok, it's like everybody is so beautiful.
Oh, I know.
Everybody is like that next level of like beauty, makeup, filters, angles, that it just becomes like, what is going on? And I feel like at some point in movie and TV, you kind of saw people who, even though they were very beautiful, could still kind of look like people.
Right.
But now, like, some people just don't look like people.
I only learned recently that they photoshopped, like, you know, I say photoshop, but they edited photos of like actors and actresses from like the 50s and 40s and stuff like that.
Oh, I mean, it's also black and white, which is like
the photos. Like they would like paint cell, like they would have like the photo and like paint the film and everything.
Oh.
So that it would, that's why all their skin in those photos looks so like airbrushed and perfect and beautiful. Like I always thought like maybe it was the quality of the camera, like, you know,
because
it just hid any lines or blemishes, but no, they actually like painted over it for them to look so flawless.
Crazy. That definitely feels like a little jarring if you were a kid growing up now. Yeah. Like very much that like young age of just seeing like, and I want to say too, like in the 2000s, there was still a lot of TV shows where, you know, the actors were very, you know, you had the 25-year-olds playing a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
And had like club makeup on, you know, like it was makeup to go, you know, that you wear to party. It was makeup that, you know, but still nowadays it feels like back then at least you saw it on TV, but now you see it
everywhere.
You see it on the YouTube video. You see it on TikTok, like everywhere you look, it's there. I don't know what that would do to a developing brain.
I know. I watch a couple like, skincare influencers. And everyone that I watch though is very good about like, okay, I'm going to enhance, no filters. These are my pores. You have pores. It's okay. I know this probably may not mean anything to like so many of people listening right now, but it is still like, also, I think also any gender can like experience this because, you know, you're going to see like crazy looking people like who hit the gym and how that's not relatable either. And it's just so much stuff. Be careful, everybody. You're beautiful the way you are.
Yeah. And I think too, it's back then before like technology really took over our lives in this way. You kind of only knew the people around you. Like you probably knew like some pretty girl in like your friend's group or some pretty guy in your friend's group. But now, even with Instagram and I guess dating apps, like you're just always seeing so many more people than you can ever know.
Yeah.
Like none of us are meant to know so many people. None of us are meant to keep up with so many people. So before you might think like, oh, I don't know, maybe there's like one really pretty girl in my like friend group.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, you're intimidated by her, even though you've never met her and I'm sure she's lovely. But now suddenly you're like in this mental competition with like a million girls on Instagram.
I know.
Why? It's, oh.
Wow. It's tough.
Hold on. There was one more thing I wanted to add to that before I forget. Oh, this is why I have so much respect for Cher, the singer.
Oh, yeah.
Because why? When Cher is asked about how come she looks the way she looks, she said, I work out so so hard every single day. I have a crazy workout routine. I'm never out of the gym. I watch my diet. About the way I look, I've had every surgery that money can buy since the age of 20 years old. And then you have other people who allegedly say at other people like, you know, I've read this, that Jennifer Lopez said this. I'm just saying, okay. I'm the messenger. She said, my good skin? Oh, I just use olive oil.
No way. No way.
Okay, girl. Okay. This is how you look so good at 50. Like, you just olive use olive oil. Okay.
Does she chug the olive oil?
Yeah, right? Like,
her bloodstream is olive oil.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you need to like, because I've considered, you know, maybe one day getting plastic surgery. Ooh. Right? And if I do, I don't know if it's people's business if I do or don't. Mm. But at the same time, I'm not saying you have to like disclose every single thing you ever get done. But, you know, at some point, like, just, I don't know.
It feels like the responsibility of like someone that's a big influencer or celebrity, you know, like it's.
You think so?
Well, it's just because it's just like, you know, it's one thing to not say it at all. Which, you know, if you don't want to, that's your personal business. I get that. But it's another thing to deny it and then give people false, you know, expectations. Like, oh.
She could have gotten out of it by saying, like, I work out really hard. I have good skincare. I go get facials done. Right. You know, like that. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, like I said, everyone knows that celebrities have access to more stuff than the average person. So it's. Just to be like, oh, it's just olive oil. Isn't that, is that J-Lo?
J-Lo, yeah. Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo.
Jenny from the block.
Jenny from the block, exactly.
Didn't she have like a documentary that like people got on her butt about recently or something?
Yeah, yeah. She's a little silly.
She's silly girl.
Also, I don't know how I feel about, you know, whenever... I feel like there's such a weird gray line of what is your responsibility. I always think about this line that Nicki Minaj said on an Ellen interview where Ellen said like, oh, how do you feel about if kids listen to your album? And she's like, I'm not their parents. Oh, my album has a rating to it. Yeah, I'm not their parents. And I always wonder about that responsibility thing because, you know, there's a lot of stars in like for millennials, like with the Y2K stuff that were so skin thin. Oh, they were thin. They were so this. And people were saying they're like having a bad influence on kids. But now we're reading interviews where their agents basically said, honey, you got to lose 10 pounds or you're not booking this movie. Ooh. Honey, you got to get. So it's like, what is this probably like 21 year old woman who's like just trying to be in a movie, just trying to make her career work? I don't know. It's weird. And I'm almost done. Sorry.
No, you're good.
And then because of this, I feel like sometimes streamers and YouTubers have this thing where it's like, well, I have influence and I have to say stuff. And I'm like, I'm just playing Minecraft.
I don't know
like what I'm influencing and what I'm saying. Drink water. Don't be mean. Like call your mom sometimes and tell her you love her. Like, what do you want me to say? I'm struggling through life myself. Nobody taught me how to do this. I'm like, you know, doing my best at therapy. what do you want me to say?
No, I get what you mean entirely. And I agree. I think it's really just like like you said with Nicki Minaj, it is definitely not her responsibility to be like, okay, children, don't listen. Like this is, you know, because she already did the work. She put the 18 plus. She said like, okay, this is already for adults, whatever. I think if a person who focuses on, say, makeup, if they say like, okay, I use this and it makes my skin perfect. It's great. But
and then they have a filter on.
Yeah,
right?
They have a filter on. Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I mean by like their quote unquote responsibility, because it's not fair. Like you said, like, you know, I have a platform and I wouldn't want someone to shove a responsibility onto me that I'm just like, whoa, I'm just playing Minecraft. So I totally get that. Yeah.
I told y'all I was having a rough week mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, right? I'm just so set. I really think like not sleeping well. I'm just so sensitive this week.
You're sensitive?
I think I'm about to get my period. I'm so emotional.
Everybody say good things in the comments for Matar.
Yeah, kill me, you love me.
Yeah, hashtag Mintara Mondays, good comments to Matara.
Yeah. I'm genuinely like, when it comes to, you know, even thinking about children, it really scares me to think about like social media and all that. Like, thank God. Think about, okay, how much has your brain been a little bit fried since shorts and TikTok?
Oh.
Have you noticed like a difficulty in concentrating, like reading long form content?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Like, cause I still like watch long videos, like I prefer long YouTube videos and stuff. Like,
I still do too, but you don't notice sometimes like you have trouble concentrating more than you used to?
I don't know.
Oh my God, she's not like me. She's not like me. But, you know, and it had that impact on me on an adult brain. I cannot imagine the impact on like a developing brain.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just used to like a 30-second video every, you know, every time you want content, like, yeah, of course that's going to make you
30-second video that instantly gets your attention.
Yeah, you're going to have no like attention span.
Yeah. I'm wondering for the people listening, have you noticed this with like a younger sibling maybe? Ooh. Maybe you have a younger sibling or a kid. Do you notice that in them? Mm. Or is it just one of those cases of, you know how every generation is like, oh, you know, the kids these days are not okay. And every single generation like says that and it just becomes this way.
Yeah.
And it's the children.
I think we've talked about this somewhat before, how it's just like kids' memes these days suck. But it's just like our memes sucked too.
Our memes sucked. God.
So.
What was it? Success baby, overly attached girlfriend. Like, don't get me wrong, but also, you know, bacon everything.
What's
like,
success baby?
Oh, it was like, I'll show you. Didn't eat sand. Success. Success baby eats sand.
The little baby with his like fist up and he's just like,
Yeah. Yeah. There was that overly attached girlfriend, like good guy Greg, right?
Yeah.
Good guy
his
Greg
name is
meme.
Success baby.
Yeah, it's success baby. Yeah. It's success, baby.
Oh, my
God. These memes.
Borrow
sleeps on your couch, makes breakfast.
Pays back 10. Wow. Sleeps on your couch, makes breakfast. What is this guy's name?
Good guy, Greg.
Good guy, Greg.
Good guy, Greg. Yep.
That's so funny.
There was also overly attached girlfriend. Everybody remembers that one.
Yeah, I do remember that one.
Yeah,
people who haven't noticed, we're kind of just like, we don't really have a, should I say it, that we don't really have a theme this episode?
Oh, you already went there.
Oh, sorry.
It's too late.
We're just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, today's episode, we just wanted to kind of hang out. We have a few topics that we want to talk about, but we don't really have a main topic.
Yeah.
And that's because we always have main topics and we think it's nice to like have a little palette cleanser in the middle.
Yeah. And we do have a theme next week that
we do. And we're going to talk about it shortly.
We are going to talk about it shortly. Oh my gosh.
You have to look at this one though. I was looking through your text earlier. Who's mom? You closed the bathroom door. What are you doing in there?
Overly attached. I seen her recently on TikTok, I think. I think she's still a content creator. Yeah.
What were the other just ones? Wild. It was like, oh my God, no, Derpina. And oh.
Derpina.
You don't remember Derpina?
I might. Oh, yes. I don't know the names of any of these characters.
It was Derpina and Derp.
Wait, isn't he the Rage Comics guy?
Yeah.
I remember what, like the day I realized that Rage Comics have truly fallen off, and it was when I saw backpacks of the Rage Comic characters in Walmart, and I was like,
oh.
I was like, you could get a notebook with like "No me gusta" on it, and I was like, the meme is dead.
No me gusta.
The meme is dead.
Not the "No me gusta."
It always happens once it like, when something gets, I think the only thing that like has persevered, I feel like maybe it's more commercialized in Japan, but Pepe. What? Pepe is like popular in Japan, but also Pepe is still so popular on Twitch.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. The Velociraptor.
Velociraptor!
You can read this one if you want.
If the zombie apocalypse happens in Vegas, would it stay in Vegas?
Yep.
Oh, it's so
You really dumb. Are loving this one. You're actually She's like, wow.
It's funny.
I'm trying to remember those old what were the nine gag meme? Oh my god, the cat, Grumpy Cat.
Oh yes, Grumpy Cat.
I'll send one Grumpy Cat Aww. Meme.
You remember all these.
It's I was on the internet. That was like right around the time that I was, you know, infesting my human woman, and I was on the internet a lot.
My blood type is B negative, like as in B E negative. Oh no. I know that one. I had fun once. It was awful. That was I think.
I think this was also around the time that Dos Equis Man was like a meme.
Dos Equis Man?
Oh, you'll recognize it right away.
Okay.
Dos Equis is a beer brand.
Oh, the handsome gentleman.
Handsome gentleman, yep.
I don't always know when someone is attracted to me, but when I do, it's 2 years later. Wasn't that always the format? I don't know blank, but when I do, yeah.
Because he's
blank.
Like, I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's Dos Equis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got another one for you.
I don't always get hit by green shells, but when I do, they're my own.
I'm sorry. Your genuine like laughter at all of these is giving me so much serotonin.
I feel like I've been transported like 10 years ago. And they're like, I'm seeing them all over again for the first time. But that one is so personal. It's true. I always get hit by my own shells. Oh my gosh, I'm crying laughing. I need to wipe my tears.
No, you're like genuinely so getting into the meme. You're like...
Everyone's going to think I'm a loser.
No, also since you mentioned Magusta. There was this guy. I don't remember what this guy was in the meme. Like, I don't remember his meme name.
Oh, I don't know. It's a picture of a guy looking angry at the camera. And he's drinking
not angry.
Something.
He's just like looking. It's okay. He's drinking a stout or a porter. It's dark and it's in a pint glass.
Oh,
he's drinking a dark beer.
Mm. This one's kind of visual because it says due tomorrow, but like due as in if it's due tomorrow, like you have.
Oh my god! I found myself in the memes.
Oh yeah. What is mozzarella firefox?
It's an old lady like pulling her glasses up trying
to
read.
I've never seen this one before.
You've never seen grandma?
No.
Oh my god, this is me in a meme
format.
I don't think
I've ever seen the guy drinking the beer either.
Oh, I like I said, I was on the internet a lot.
Tracking my cookies, they'll never get my recipe.
You really love that one. What the heck?
Oh, it's so funny.
Oh no.
What is like
there was also the guy with Mort, what was his name in the Lord of the Ring?
Oh, I know this one. I don't know his name. I know this meme.
It's the guy from the Lord of the Ring and he's like making a little face and it's like one does not simply forget about the old memes.
The Lord in the Ring.
Sometimes if I want to be troll, I say Lord of Rings.
Lord of Rings. Oh my god, I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. What's his name? The hobbits are going to Isengard. No, that's Legolas.
No, that's another one.
Oh shoot, chat is probably everybody who's watching like the premiere.
Aramir?
Arengard?
Arenthor? Aramir?
Isengard.
Boromir. No, it's not Aramir. Let me try Boromir. Isengard is where they're going. It's Boromir. It's Boromir. I was right on the first try.
You nerd.
Yeah. No. Isengard. What was the other thing you said? Did you say Isengard?
The hobbits are going to Isengard.
Yeah, that's it's like a. Oh my god, I spelled it. I spelled it E I S E N guard, and it's spelled I S E N. Oopsies.
Okay, I totally thought E I S E N also though.
The Lord of Rings fans are going to go crazy in
Sorry,
the comments.
Sorry, everybody. what is like...
Matara. Yeah.
What is like a recent meme that like of this format? Like the most recent thing I can think of is like the guy turning back with the girlfriend And she's like looking at him I don't like, I feel like this format like doesn't come around.
Kind of died a little bit,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. This you're right. Like this is the thing you're talking about. The guy turning back with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Hold
and
on,
he's
I
like
found,
going
I
like, ooh, at the ooh. Girl behind him. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
But I don't know.
I think it's because at one point, you know what I think happened? Mm. I think reaction GIFs overtook the 9-gag meme format.
Mm.
So if you remember, there was like the guy blinking and things like that. Like now the reaction GIFs, I feel like really overtook it. And then the TikTok sound bites overtook it.
I feel like, I mean, I see people posting reaction images, like just, you know, not as GIFs, but like,
yeah.
But like just the kind of like having like the impact font on a picture, I feel is, I don't know, the last time.
Like
I
there's
might
always
be wrong.
This guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, he's not moving. It's not a GIF. Sorry.
It's the guy that's moving. Like, the blink.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
my
the
gosh.
Blinking guy.
My,
I love that meme so much.
My eyes just like, I think gave up on moving when I tried to recreate that. I like blinked one eye after another like a frog.
I really feel that. I think a lot of reaction memes overtook because of Twitter shareability and Twitter kind of reaction. Because Twitter became really, really big and Tumblr and stuff like that.
There might be some that we're just not thinking of. But if anybody, you know, in the comments can think of anything.
Please.
Be like, oh, how could you forget this meme? That, but like what we're thinking of is not just memes in general. Like the, you know, impact font written on top of like me. And then, you know, something else that says like, oh. My mistakes,
you know,
from yesterday.
They still happen. But at one point, okay, one of my favorite memes of all time is cats. So, for example, it's going to be like a cat crying or a cat like Photoshop with like stuff. I love those little memes of like cats doing whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to post a few of them here, but it's like cats being grumpy.
Oh, yeah.
Cat cry. I think I use like one of these memes all the time.
Oh, you send cat cry all the time. Yeah.
All the time.
There's one
cat
I
cry
like.
That I send. And it's cat screaming that I send.
I think about to say, I think that's the one I like where he's just like holding his hands up and he's like, ah. Is it that one?
Oh, that's voices. He's like, no, the voices.
That's voices. It's got
a. Yeah. My favorite is like cat screaming where he's like this and sometimes he has a little hand on his mouth where he's just screaming.
Oh, that one's so popular where he like looks all teary-eyed and he's like, ah. Yeah.
Let me actually see because I have a few of these memes. I think like the thing now with the Zoomers and like, you know, the youth, the Gen Alpha, it's like a lot of, oh my God, I sound so old saying
that. The Alpha, the Gen Alpha.
Where it's like, little cats like looking really sad. It's like me when I try to go to school and it's like a little fat cat crying, like, you know, something like that. Let me try to find them.
I mean, there was like the, well, in Japanese they call them the neko meme, but those
like, I love neko.
But those weren't really popular. The meow 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 and the
can you link it to me the
no oh, like just that oh, just that format is huge. Like the one where it's just like the one cat who's like angry and he's like, mow, 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 mow. Our,
I don't know why.
No, our keychain.
Random...
Our keychain is based off of that.
Right. I have this random baby on my phone that I think was a meme that I just saved to react to things with.
That's weird.
I think it's a meme.
It's like, I've just never
case,
seen this before.
Let me like.
Were you trying to make
it.
This a thing? You were like, oh my God, I found this. It's the perfect image. It's like,
no.
You're trying to make fetch happen, Matara. It's never going
to
happen.
No, I promise I was not trying to. Stop trying to make fetch happen, Gretchen. It's
never
going to
happen.
No, I think I like.
It's like
I'm
Asian
pretty sure
baby.
It's a real meme.
This is
hold
not
on, let me
even,
back search it.
It's a real meme, guys. I promise. It's real. Anything can be a meme now.
It's the only thing it finds is three tricks to calm a crying baby.
So you just found this and we're like, this is great reaction material. Let's save this baby. No,
I promise you I did it. Why do I have this like
tired
baby
signs and
head?
Babies and toddlers? hours. Were you looking up like you were like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. How do I sleep?
All right. You know what? I think it's time I have a baby. Oh. No, 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 no.
No, I thought you were, I meant for you. Like you were like, oh, I need to, what? How do babies sleep? I'll follow what they do.
I promise. What is going on? Why?
This is on your phone?
Why? Yeah, I'm like looking, I'm like going down in my pictures to like try and see if I can find like one of those cat reaction images that I'm talking about. But there's just like, I just got caught off guard because I'm like, that's not any of my friends' babies. I don't like take pictures of strangers on my phone.
No,
that's
this is very clearly
strange.
Like a stock photo.
Yeah, like a stock photo. Yeah, yeah. And you can tell by the way it's in the articles.
Yeah. But why do it's I not a meme. You just
have it. Why?
Well, we can make it into a meme. Everybody start using tired baby.
Here's an example.
Distressed baby.
No. Here's an example. Here's an example of like things that Gen Z does.
Oh.
Come here. So it's like a little guy with a smiley face and he's holding like a brick. So he's like, come here. And he's going to basically slam you with the brick. But yeah. Then somebody else then put a heart over it. And it's like, come here. And then they're going to like slam you with their love.
Yeah. Yeah. This is definitely more like, more recent kind of meme humor and stuff.
Yeah. It's usually a lot of like, stop crying, you dumb bitch. I love you. Or like, we are dumb bitches together. Like it's a lot of that type of humor.
I've noticed a lot of it too is like more drawn stuff. Like I feel like the stock photo era maybe is more over. But
thank God we're going back. You know what this means? We're going back to the 9 gag memes. That's what it means.
Oh no.
Look at this. Tell me that's not 9 gag meme like.
Look at what?
Look at the come here.
Oh,
the little,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Is that not very 9 gaggy?
I believe it is pretty pretty 9 gaggy.
I don't know if 9 gaggy is the word I should just be like casually.
Oh snap, 9 gaggy.
Oh my God, this podcast has been doing wonders for my mood. I like I said, I was like I seriously felt like I was just like skinwalking myself, and now I'm laughing so much. Thank you. I needed this.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I really we're just talking this. About we're making jokes. We're looking at jokes. They're funny.
So funny. Hee hee ha. Hold on, I'm looking for more memes.
Oh my gosh, she's on a roll.
It's because I have a lot of photos of food on my phone. So many photos of food. It's like the only photos I take. So a lot of my photos are photos of food.
I don't know. I only take photos when I like go to Japan. So I have like, you know, I have photos of my cats. Mm-hmm. And then that's about it. Photos of idols that I saved. Like that's it.
Okay. I know this is such a little tangent, but I have this saved and I just got reminded that I need to find this outfit.
Okay.
Both of these outfits. They are just screenshots from TikTok. How amazing would I look in them?
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, wait a second. They're not sending for some reason. Oh no, we're going to show them. Don't worry. We'll describe them. Oh no. TikTok does this thing sometimes that when the photo's like too old, too far back, it just like refuses to send it. It's like, nope.
You mean
it's
Discord?
Too old. Did I say TikTok?
Yes.
Oh, I meant Discord. My bad.
I've never had that issue. I don't think.
Really?
But I like.
I think it's because I have some photos on my phone from years ago.
How old is your phone?
I also have pretty old. It's because sometimes it'll say like, your phone hasn't been backed up for 3 years. Would you like to back it up? Oh, okay. I found a good TikTok, like, kind of recentish meme format that I feel is very, this meme I think is very Gen Z because this meme is from 2020 that I have on my phone.
Very recent. So this is 4 years old.
What?
It's 2024, Matar. It's not 2020 anymore.
It's a good meme. What does that have to do with it?
Okay, I'll judge.
I don't know if meme is the right word for what this is.
This still feels very recent though. This still feels
right, but it's still kind of like very Gen Z kind of
S. So it's a cat looking at a cat lamp, like a lamp in the shape of a cat, and the cat says me, and then the lamp says you lighting up my life every day. But it's also surrounded by like the star emojis and the pink heart emojis and sakura emojis. Like that's very recent. Like that's people still use that a lot.
If somebody send that to me. Can you send that to me?
Okay, I'll copy image right now. Copy image?
No, 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 like when I don't expect it.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like just send it right now. Like, oh, here
no,
you go.
No, like when I'm not expecting it.
Okay. I'm going to save it to my desktop then so that I remember to see it.
Oh, this is a good one.
It's just Kirby holding a knife and it says forget.
It's a good one. No? What do you mean it's just Kirby with a knife and it says
no,
forget?
No, no, I was explaining to the audience. But yes, forget. No, it's good. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
God. These are great. You I should really go through my phone sometime and delete.
I never was one to save reaction images like to my phone and stuff. Like, I don't know.
When I have to work.
This is the same picture as your distressed baby. No one, you're just saving pictures of distressed children, being like, oh God, my life is so hard as a kindergartner. What crayon am I going to use?
My inner child is in despair.
Are you okay?
So just to describe this photo, it's a little girl in a blue shirt with a little like barrette or whatever they're called.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
has one, she has her head in one hand. She's coloring in the other and she's crying.
You're getting a lot out of this one. I can't tell if it's because you relate or you enjoy watching them suffer.
It's like, oh, it's just, no, you're right. I have so many reaction images of just like babies being distressed. What does that say about me? What does that mean?
I think there is something really funny about like, okay, not funny, like, but it's like funny yeah. about like children and babies being distressed because it's just like, you're a kid. What do you have to worry about? And they're just like, oh my God. My socks don't match. Ah! Or my socks do match. You know how like kids
baby
will
meltdown.
Get so
yeah.
they'll get so upset when like they can't pick out their own clothes, yep. but their clothes is yep. like a raincoat and and like nothing else. And they're like, okay, I'm going to school with one sock and a raincoat.
I really think like, do you know those people who interpret dreams? Does anybody interpret memes? That's what we really need.
Yeah.
Like, okay, interpreting dreams is great, but what does it mean if all my memes are like sad cats or children crying? Like, this is, I'm just sending you the memes that are on my phone right now. And they're all like,
Well, it's what you find relatable, right?
This is not okay. Why am I relating to all of these? Can you describe this one?
It's a sad cat wrapped like a burrito in a blanket.
Yeah.
And he's like really tearful and sad. And
It's just like, that was me today doing my little walkies to wake up.
I think maybe you are just, you're sensitive right now. All the time.
All the time. I think I am sensitive all the time. I think it's because
you're
I really
just an empath.
No, I project this like really strong girl boss image because mm-hmm. I'm genuinely so sensitive on the inside.
It's a protection. It's a
cocoon.
A cocoon.
So this cute. Is why I think like I've gotten, because also I have this one thing, like once I'm friends with somebody, I don't let go. I think you may have noticed. I like sink my claws in. I'm like, we're friends now. So I think because of that, I need to like have really good like barriers around me.
Mm.
You know?
Maybe, yeah. I guess.
God, I feel so vulnerable after sharing my memes.
They're supposed to be funny, and yet you're just like, this made me feel worse. Are you okay?
You're there's like, this okay. like, I haven't listened to Taylor Swift's new album, but there's a lyric where it's like, I cry a lot, but I'm so productive.
Wasn't there like one of her songs? It's called like Get on Fortnite or The Boys on Fortnite or something.
Oh my God, stop. She's trying to do the Lana Del Rey video games, I think.
Oh, what's that? She have a video
game? Oh, you've never heard. Okay, Lana Del Rey's video games is based the TLDR. She's like, You play a video game.
Oh, I was going to say, it's is you, that the video
it's you,
game?
It's all for you. Everything I do, oh, I do it all the time. Heaven wait, is a place.
Why am I doing my Marilyn voice?
Because that's what, yeah. It's the same thing. Yeah. I like that song. I didn't know it was about video games.
You know what's about a guy? You know what's crazy? First of all, what do you mean you don't know it's about video games? It's called, she says, you play your video games.
I never listened
Go
to
Go play
the
your video games. You know what video game it's about?
What?
Guess.
GTA.
Nope.
Okay.
Think about when that song came out, and she must have written it a few years before that.
Wait, when? That's an old song, isn't it?
Yeah. It was one of her first bangers.
Is it one of those football games?
Nope. Okay. But really good guess. Really good guess.
COD? Call of Duty?
No, it's about World of Warcraft. Her partner at the time was addicted to World of Warcraft.
Oh my gosh. That's like an actual thing though, people getting addicted to World of Warcraft.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I would go to my friend's house and her husband played the World of Warcraft, and she would be like, okay, you need to leave now because we have a raid with our guild. And I'm like, okay. Like, she would just kick me out for that. Like, wow.
Oh my, okay, last meme and then I'm done.
Okay. She's not done, you guys. She's still going through it. This is her, I'm starting to wonder if these weekly like podcasts are becoming therapy sessions.
What do you mean by becoming? They've been. One thing though that I have to say, hold on, I think I have to like DM this meme to you and then copy paste it into our thing. I am proof that like therapy works, but also like therapy takes a little while too. Okay.
Did you just say I'm proof that therapy works?
Yeah. It's been working.
It's been working.
Slowly, but it's been working.
So this is you at your best.
No, this is me recovering.
I can't even read this, but it's in Russian. I can't read.
Can you describe the scene and then I will translate.
It's a cat holding, what is that, an ocarina and some wine?
No, it's a cheese. Oh. It's a cheese. It's a cheese.
Oh, it's a cat looking grumpy holding wine and cheese, allegedly.
Okay,
what does it say?
And it says, I'm going to read it in Russian, then I'm going to translate.
Okay.
Невинные развлечения радуют не так, как винные. So they're saying, so the word невинная means without guilt.
Okay.
But then afterwards, so they're saying non-guilty pleasures do not bring joy the same way that wine pleasures do. Because if you notice the first word, невинные, it's like, it's spelled the same way as not wine. So it's like saying like not wine stuff does not bring as much joy as wine. But the not wine is not a real word in Russian. It's just kind of like a play on the fact that the words are the same. But it's basically saying like non-guilty pleasures don't bring as much joy as wine pleasures.
Oh, that's so clever.
Yeah, it is.
Of course.
I'm sorry, your first reaction being like, Matara, I can't read this.
Obviously. Matara, I can't read this.
Matara, did you forget I'm dumb? God.
No, it's not dumb that you can't read a language that you're not fluent in. What the hell?
I mean, I'm ignorant to Russian.
Well, it's okay to not know a language.
I didn't even know how to say hello.
Привет.
I know. I now know. Oh my gosh!
You said it to my flesh mother.
No,
that's right.
I said spasiba to your flesh mother. Even she didn't even say anything. She was like, "Say something," and I was like, "Spasiba."
When you and her had that talk, I realized just how similar her and I are. Where all she did was like, "Oh my god, you're so cute! Can you say something cute? Oh, you're so cute!" That is what I do every time people are cute.
But when I was watching Akiba Maid War and the Russian girl came up, she said the привет,
привет with the P, привет,
привет. She said that, and I was like, oh, "I know that." I was so excited.
Hell yeah.
I was so happy. I was like, oh my God.
Do you find my stream says that her and I sound the same. And I think it's crazy. We don't have the same cadence. We don't have the same anything. And she has like a much thicker accent.
You and your flesh mom?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you guys sound the same.
Right? Like we don't sound anything alike.
No.
We have, yeah, okay. I think Chad is just a little silly goofy.
They're silly sometimes. Goofy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Maybe I would have to listen more. I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, though. When you meet her, oh my gosh, when you visit.
I'm going to meet your mom.
She's barely taller than you, so don't worry. She's only like 165.
That's tall. You keep saying this. You keep saying this.
She's tiny.
Oh my gosh. I'm so scared.
Don't worry about it. She's like, she's so scary in private, but in public, she is such an angel. Like she, I don't know how, like everybody's always like, wow, she's so lovely. She's so this. I'm like, she's terrifying. How could you say that?
She's so wonderful. Wait, isn't that a song? What am I thinking? Wait.
I don't know.
She isn't she lovely?
Lovely.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep.
I know. I'm excited to meet her.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you too. She's great.
I get so nervous going over to people's house. Yeah, I don't think I did many sleepovers as a kid, so I get nervous like staying at other people's places.
If it makes you feel better, I think when, you know, we were like talking about a very rough timeline of maybe you visiting in like August, they'll be on a trip.
Ah.
So that can probably make you feel much more cozy.
When are you coming over, by the way?
Well, I'm coming over not this week, but I'm going to come over again because I want to play your games.
I know.
Do you got any games on your phone? I also, to be honest, okay. So sometimes when I talk about Zentreia, I'll be like, I want to go visit her, walk her dogs and eat her taco, which people take as like a sexual thing, but it's not. So just prefacing this, I want to go and play with your cat.
Oh, okay. I have cats now.
But I want to play with your cat.
I don't get it. What? I don't get it.
Oh, I think like some people will take it, you know, and be like, she means vagina. No, I don't.
But you mean my cat. You're just saying one cat.
I'm just saying one cat.
But they're both lovely.
Okay. Well, usually what I like to do is like the one that likes me more is the one that I'll love more.
Oh, I think.
It's not that hard.
Well, okay. So we have Butaro. That was the cat cute, that I had before. And cute. Then the new cat is named Paws.
Like, Paws?
Paws.
Like little paws?
Yeah.
Or pausing. Pause like, the podcast.
Like little paws.
A cute.
Anybody who knows, don't say anything. First of all.
Okay.
So.
Don't spoil it.
But, oh my gosh, I was streaming last night. And then when I left to go check on them, they were cuddling on the couch together.
Finally, I know this has been such a big thing for you that they get along.
I know.
Did you take a photo?
No, I should have. Oh, I took some.
You
should have. Let me take a. I will show you a photo I took of her last night. This is podcast exclusive photo for you guys. I'm cracking up at this photo. So she likes. I have these curtains in by my door to kind of like try and make my room less echoey. And she loves to wrap herself in them. And so she was burritoing last night, but she also like, hold on. Let me send this to you. It's so.
Show me.
I'm showing. Where is it here? I took this photo of her last night.
Oh, she looks like a little rat.
She looks like a rat. For people who can't see, it's her yawning, but she like is wrapped up in the in the curtain.
She looks like a little rat. I love her.
She's so cute. She's a little troublemaker. She looks like,
Is she? How so? Tell me more.
Oh, she gets zoomies like all the time. 24/7 zoomies. Mm-hmm. She is always zooming around, always going crazy. Love her.
Do you think that's just a youth thing? Like,
oh yeah.
Once she gets old and grumpy, no more zoomies.
I think so. But it is really so. My cat, Butaro, is like about 13. He's like he's pretty old, but ever since she's come and they have been playing and getting along together, he chases after her. He's playing with toys Ooh. He never played with before. Like,
oh my God, living his second youth.
Yes, it's my plan was to get him a little friend to play with and maybe like make him less depressed. And it's totally worked.
So you're saying all you need to feel less depressed is just to like have a hot young woman in your life?
Probably. I think that can fix anybody's problem.
It's working for him. For Butaro, right?
Yeah. That's,
yeah, it's working for Butaro. Hey. Yeah.
Hold on.
Piggy.
I'm going to send another picture of her mm-hmm. wrapped in the blanket.
Anytime. I love cat pictures so much, noticed.
She's so cute. Hold on. I'm just cropping them because I don't want you to see my room too much. This one is so funny because she really looks like a burrito.
Oh, I love.
Save.
Gimme.
I'm sending.
Gimme.
I'm giving.
Gimme.
Send.
Gimme. Oh. Oh.
She looks like such a burrito.
Oh, she's so cute. She's so wrapped up.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are these curtains exactly?
They're actually blackout curtains. But I put them, so I have like in my room, I have like a part that like extends a little bit and I just close them so that it makes my room smaller, essentially.
So it's like better for noise.
Yeah. I have them on my windows too. Like
I'm bad with this. I'm in like a super open concept basement.
Oh, but I don't hear it at all.
Right?
Wow. So what do you do?
Mm-hmm. I just talk with my deep, luscious voice and it works.
Your deep, luscious voice.
My deep, luscious voice. Please, I love this. Please, more cat pictures anytime. Okay. I love it.
Okay. my exclusive cat pictures for the Patreon.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be a good idea.
Sorry, I meant podcast. Sorry. I'm so
podcast.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm not paywalling my cat, you guys. I'm so sorry.
Of the podcast, I did want to tease a little bit about the next episode because the next episode, we're back to having a theme.
Yes.
Would you like to do the honors?
Oh. Yeah, I can say it because I came up with the idea. So I have a calendar of like, you know, when we're going to places, when we're doing stuff, when we're some big events that might be going on, like conventions and things like that. And so I noticed that in the upcoming weeks, you have three conventions back to back. You have first Anime Central, first MomoCon, or not first, second Ooh. MomoCon, and then Ooh. You have Afkai Expo. So I was thinking before Ooh. Those events, there might be people that have never gone to an anime convention before. And Matara and I have gone to a ton. Like a bajillion anime conventions. We've gone to conventions in general. We've gone to anime conventions. We've done our time. So next week will be the do's and don'ts of anime conventions.
Mm-hmm.
So you
and little like tips and tricks.
Oh yeah,
and stuff
yeah,
like
yeah,
that
yeah.
Too.
More like mm-hmm. a tips and trips. How to make the most of your anime convention. So
ooh, good title. Yeah, now she's thinking with titles. Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions, anything that. You also are just like, I've never been, I'm going to MomoCon for the first time. What should I do? You mm-hmm. can leave a comment here, or in the hashtag and we'll check it out.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Please do. Once this episode comes out, please leave us some comments.
Yeah.
We are going to love to take a look at them just in case there's anything we didn't cover.
Yeah.
And, I know for some people, maybe you got really into anime or maybe you got really into VTubers, you know, during the COVID boom.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you maybe haven't been able to attend many conventions. Also, a lot of more traditional conventions like Comic-Cons and PAXes. I say traditional, but like the game convention, sorry. Just the game convention in itself seems to be not doing too good.
Oh.
And instead, the conventions that seem to be really on the rise are anime conventions.
Oh, yeah, they're
and,
huge.
And just talking about that a little bit, because I'll be honest, I don't know how you feel about it, but for me, I feel that it still feels very similar.
Oh, I think so.
To a certain point. Obviously, there's more cosplay and there's more VTuber items, but the programs at convention, because I feel like some people go to conventions and don't even realize that there's like stuff to do during the day.
Oh, yeah.
There's like programming, there's panels, and they're, you know, like what?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There's, at some cons even do like 24-hour programming. So,
yeah. Some cons have concerts and shows and like things like that. They also have like improv time where you can go. I love when cons improv. Have this like, where you can like improv with people and have fun, or like LARP.
What? Oh, I've seen the LARPing ones, yeah.
Yeah, they have like areas where people will play Smash.
Yeah.
Or people will do tabletop games. Mm-hmm. There's so much stuff to do. There's so many friends you can make, but we'll talk about it
next week.
On the next episode.
And I mentioned a couple names of conventions, and one of them we will be at. We'll be at Off-Kai Expo at the end of the month. So, you know, I believe tickets are, if you haven't already gotten them, they're pretty sparse. So I think they said that they might sell out. So if you're on the fence and you're just like, you know what, I'm just going to go, you better make your decision quickly.
Mm-hmm. I think our schedule is on Friday. We have the panel. I think on Saturday is my meet and greet, and on Sunday is your meet and greet.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how they said. I'm still not sure, but we did ask, you know, if we could have several meet and greets, but unfortunately there's also other people with meet and greets. But both of us, at certain points, if you are going to be at the convention, we will be kind of on the little robot and we'll be kind of wheeling around the convention. So if you see us, you know, you can also stop by and talk to us
please
a little bit and
hi.
Things like that.
Please
say hi. It'll be awesome.
Yeah. I'm so excited. My first time on a robot.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Get in the robot mint.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Another thing we wanted to talk. So, like I said, this episode was very much like we just wanted to shoot the shit we wanted to talk. But there is something that we want to address from last week's episode.
Yeah, I kind of mentioned the hashtag earlier, and you guys have been posting your summer list in the hashtag.
Yeah. And we want to highlight a few lists that some folks have made because we thought that they were really, really sweet. We like your lists. We like looking at your lists. Hey, girl. I like your list.
I like your list. List looks pretty heavy there, ma'am.
Oh, ma'am, may I hold it? All right, this one is from Gummy Crow on Twitter.
Gummy.
Summer bucket list. Go to Rainforest Cafe. Go to Build-A-Bear.
That's so fun.
Have you been to either?
I've been to the Rainforest Cafe. Oh, yes, I've been to both, actually.
I've only done Build-A-Bear. I've seen a guy on YouTube who went to every single Rainforest Cafe.
What?
He also watched, the way he popped up on my page, kind of crazy. This guy was like, I watched every single Barbie movie. So I clicked on the video, it was really nice. And then I told Mouse about it. She's like, I know him. He's my friend. That's I'm like,
oh my God.
And then I clicked on one of his other videos and it was like him going to every Rainforest Cafe.
Whoa. Yeah. I'm sure somebody in the comments is going to
I'm sure people will know who we're talking about.
I don't know.
But hey, I wonder if they got inspired by him.
Oh, maybe. I think Rainforest Cafe is, I feel like I've seen more about it now than I ever have before. When I was a kid, the Rainforest Cafe was like coveted. It was like a holy spot to go to because it was so cool.
No, I've never been.
It's like, they have like animatronic animals in there. It's it's like, I mean, it's a themed cafe and you know how I feel about those.
Yippee! All right, we're adding a little, this is one of the reasons too that I wanted to look at other people's bucket lists is because I want to get a little inspired. We're adding this as an addendum.
Yes.
Oh, no, I think maybe the thing he went to was called Margaritaville.
Wasting away. Maybe it wasn't Margaritaville.
See, you know everything. I love it. You're so American. Take a solo trip, have a picnic in the hills, karaoke after a con.
Okay, have a picnic in the hills is so, what? Like, it feels very, like, mysterious. Like, what?
I think they mean, like, they hike, and then with the nice hiking view, they have a picnic and look down upon the masses who haven't hiked, you know?
Oh, maybe. It just feels very, like, I don't know how to describe it. Just have a picnic in the hills. I like the way that you phrase that.
It kind of is ominous, right? It's a little bit like something. Spooga booga booga.
Yeah.
Go to a cup sleeve event.
What's that?
Do you know what that means?
I don't.
No, me neither.
I hope it's
Could
nothing
you let
weird.
Let us know in the comments. Oh, imagine. Oh my God. I'm just imagining it's like where you like create sleeves for your like Starbucks or something.
Oh,
Starbucks.
But like a whole event for it? I mean, maybe it's like, you know, some things catch on. The
maybe
weirdest
it's like
things
the girlies
like sneakers
being all
and
bejeweled, you know?
Ah.
Like they're bedazzling and stuff.
Oh, okay, maybe.
imagine it's so not, and it's like.
I'm gonna look it up. Hold on, cup.
Go to a maid sleeve cafe.
What is a cup sleeve event?
Are you reading the Reddit one?
Yes. Did you look it up too?
K-pop. Yeah, it's a K-pop thing. So I'm guessing it's the same as like. Yeah,
oh, it says it's a basically an event where fans celebrate a member's birthday together in a cafe. Oh,
that is so cute. That is amazing. What? Oh,
I wonder why they call it a cup sleeve event though. Like,
yeah, right. Why not like a fan birthday or something? I don't know why.
Maybe
it's a
because
cup
it's more
sleeve.
Specific. It says it's like 1 to 3 days. Wow.
A K-pop cup sleeve event is a promotional event held by coffee shops or cafes. Oh. So then they'll get the exclusive cup sleeve that they went to that birthday.
Wow, that's so cool.
That is such a great idea. That okay. is crazy.
I want to have a cup
I'm
sleeve
so
event
happy.
Of my own.
Right? You should consider it. If you need any help like organizing or setting it up, I can absolutely help you.
Oh my gosh, let's do it.
You could do like a little pop-up and that would be, yeah. Imagine like, okay, so for example, at Ofkai, I know that Vishojo, we are like helping make the maid cafe. Mm-hmm. I think we're helping sponsoring it. But imagine if like at a convention, you just like, if it aligns with your birthday, you have a little like refreshment station. And it's like, and it could be your gift back to the fans. Of maybe it's like, look at me spending your money. It could be like lemonade, tea, whatever, like until quantities last. And if people get it, they get a little, isn't that such a good idea?
That's so cute.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Fake my own death.
I really like that one. That's actually why I picked this list. I think that is so dramatic. Like this summer, I'm faking my own death.
This
POV,
is very
you
much
fake
like
your own death.
Pretty Little Liars core, oh you know, God. Like very.
I used to love Pretty Little Liars. Oh my gosh.
No, of course you did. Go to a butterfly garden and play Stardew with friends.
Nice. I like it. I like the whole thing.
Did you have a favorite character in Stardew? For romancing?
I don't remember. Who about, what about you?
I liked, so I think one of them was romance. So one of them I think was called Leia. She owns a farm next to you. And the other one I think is Robin. And that's like the wife of the doctor who builds things. I liked both of them. I love competent women. And for men, I like them a little bit pathetic.
Okay.
So my favorite one was the one with the long hair who lived on the beach. Because he was like, I'm so inspired by you, my muse. I'm like, yeah, as you should be.
Oh.
As you should be. Now write the poetry while I work the farm.
I think I felt bad for the guy that is so sad and depressed. And so I
the alcoholic?
Yeah, that Shane? Guy. Shane. Ugh. Is his name Shane?
Yeah.
His is really sad. It's yeah. Like, you're like, ugh, God, get him away from me.
yeah.
I don't remember, though, who I romanced at all, though. I don't remember.
If I could, though, I don't think she's, I don't remember her being a romantic option. But Demetrius is like the doctor and his daughter. I forget her name. If I could, I'd get with her because she's a cutie. I think her name is Maru.
Oh, you know them so much.
Oh, no, she is one of the 12 characters available to marry. Why did I never marry her? I really, really liked her. I really, really liked her.
Maybe I went after Abigail. She was like the goth GF, wasn't she?
Yeah. But she was also like really into crystals and stuff like that.
Was she? I don't
know. You like walk into her room at some point and she's like dancing with crystals and stuff.
What?
It's really
okay,
funky.
I did not get that far, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't know who I went for at all.
It's okay.
Oh, wait.
Let us know your Stardew characters,
oh,
by the
no,
way, in the
I
comments
didn't like
below.
Shane. I liked Sebastian.
Was Sebastian the one with the little brother? Or was that Alex?
He's the emo guy.
Oh, no.
You're judging everyone that all my taste. You're just like, I say someone and you're like, yeah, get him away.
I'm sorry. Okay, but that's what friends do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy with an eye patch. He's an old man. I actually, okay, there was a thing in the sewers that I've always wanted to romance. It's like a kind of demon little thing.
The little demon guy. Of course you would. That is the mint I know and love. Was it Wumbus? I forget his name.
Crumbus?
Crumbus. There we go. Crumbus. What is it? Crobus. Is it Krobus? Yeah, it's Krobus. That is so you. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me post it in the... Krobus is so you. That is absolutely yes.
Look at him. He's just like a shadow guy with a single hair. I love him.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, this fireplace that he can give to you, I absolutely can see this in your head.
I love that.
Right?
What? Oh my gosh, it's like a cat mouth. Oh my gosh, I love that. Love that.
See?
Now we're talking about Stardew. What's the next list we got?
What's the next list? Hold on, let me go up. You can read it.
It's from...
It's just, if you scroll up.
From Yukihime Desuwa. Let's see, we got... Get lots of yummy food. So same as us. Save up money for my trip next year. Nice. Interacting with...
Where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going? Where are you going, Yukihime, huh? Your trip? Be more specific, huh? We want to come too. Why don't, TFTI, thanks for the invite.
Mm-hmm.
Interacting more with other moots.
Moots.
Moots. Get better at drawing. Going to the beach.
Let's go get away.
Get good grades in my new classes. Lol.
You got this.
Do more exercise. And then the last three are like TBD, question mark, IDK.
Listen. We didn't need a perfect list. Yeah. We just wanted you to get a list done. And this, you know, by showcasing Yuki's list, we want to show to everybody that we're just happy you submitted your list, even if it's, you know.
And I did.
I want to say half undone, but it's not. It's like a third undone, you know. We love you.
I put 10 spots. Is it 10 spots? Yeah, I put 10 spots, but I never intended you to fill all of them up, you know. But I'm trying to think of what's an activity that starts with four letters that we could fill in the question marks for.
Feet.
Feet? I was thinking swim.
Swim.
I said
row, but with two W's. Row,
row. Oh, I thought you said robe. I was like,
No. Row, like rowing. Row, with the two W's.
Row really enthusiastically with two W's. Row.
Yeah. Or row.
Row.
Row. Row. Row.
Boots.
Boots is five letters.
Oh.
Cry, but like with two Y's.
Okay, see, if I could say boots, you cannot do
cry.
Oh, game. You're gaming. You're gaming.
Gaming. Gaming.
Game. Beans. Beans.
Sad with two D's. Sad. Why are all of mine so pathetic?
Because you're only thinking of three. You must suck at Scrabble. All you think are three letter words.
Well, there's one of my pals has been trying to get me to play Scrabble with him on stream, and I'm like, no, get away from me. Stay away, you demon. I refuse.
Do you do things like Wordle and stuff like that?
No.
Mm.
Girl, I barely English.
That's true. It might help you though.
Yes.
Saggy. With one G.
Why did you say that?
Oh, I know. Oh, saga. You're going to go on a saga. You're going to go on an epic adventure this summer.
God, I love that song.
Saga?
Mm-hmm.
Saga! I was thinking of like Zombieland. Saga!
That's exactly it.
Oh, I did
I'm just
not.
Too hyper. I think my coffee kicked in.
Saga!
She like hits the note. Check it out.
Yeah.
I love that song so
well,
much.
Well, we came up with some pretty good ideas for you, Yuki.
Yeah,
Hime,
I think so too, Yuki.
You can use those. Oh, acid.
Oh.
Metal Gear
Legally
acid.
Speaking, do not. Yes, that's exactly what you meant.
Yeah.
Of course you meant Metal Gear acid. Why would I think anything different? You're right.
Yeah.
Legally speaking, Metal Gear Acid is the only acid you should legally be doing.
Yes.
Illegally, though.
There's like acid you could burn through things. Oh my gosh, you could put a figure in acid and like watch it melt.
This next one is from Evan Kazoo Covers. Evan Kazoo Covers. All right, Evan.
What do you
get
got?
Down to 180 pounds.
Ooh,
you got this.
You got this.
Run 24-minute 5K. Listen, if you're running and you're eating well, you're absolutely going to get that.
Hell yeah.
Get absolutely trashed with the boys.
Okay, that seems counterproductive from the get down to 180.
Whoa. whoa, he's working hard on his fitness. And then he's got to be fitting these beers in his mouth.
Oh, fitting these beers.
Have the time of my life at Off Guy.
Absolutely, you will.
We'll see you at the panel or the meet and greets.
Replay
all the Halo campaigns. This is why I picked this summer list.
Oh, I remember you saying that. Yeah.
Have you played Halo?
I have not.
It was insane. I just played Halo Reach for the first time. I cried in the bath after because it was so well done. You know how you like the movie type of stuff? It honestly felt sometimes like a cinematic movie with a little bit of run and gun.
It was Halo Reach, you said?
Reach. So basically, it goes like Halo 1, 2, 3, whatever, but then Reach is before Halo 1. Ah. So some people were saying you shouldn't play it first. And I'm really glad I played it first because it really like, wow,
set you up
so
for
good.
The rest. Yeah. Are you going to keep playing it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm playing my next one next Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
I'm basically playing with somebody who played a lot of Halo, and it's like noob and kind of pro, you know? So we're going through it and I'm discovering everything.
Wait, so you can do the campaigns, like you can do the story mode with people?
You can do two people. Some games you can do four people.
Oh, nice.
You should look into it if ever.
I have always been interested in Halo. So
there you go. See?
You're selling.
Reach 10K subscribers on YouTube. Woo-hoo! Good luck. Get lucky and get a meet and greet with either of the hags. Good luck. We're crossing our fingers for you.
We're crossing our fingers for you, yes.
Make s'mores and chocolate bananas.
Chocolate bananas.
We should add that. That is so good.
Okay, add it to the s'mores. Okay, I'm taking that. You have to come up with a new one, Evan, please. We are taking s'mores and chocolate.
No, they don't have to come up with a new one. Play baseball again. It's been almost a decade.
Wow.
Good luck. Maybe you can do that before getting absolutely trashed with the boys.
Yeah, or you do that and then you get trashed. You win your game and you get trashed with the boys.
Well, that's exactly what I just said, Mint.
Oh.
I said you should do that before you get trashed with the boys.
Oh. Yeah. I said it better, though.
Make my
that was my idea, Evan. Don't let her guess. Like
100 kazoo cover. Evan, good freaking
100th.
Luck.
That's crazy.
If I see a man with a kazoo, I'll know it's you.
I need to see one right after this pod goes up.
Ooh.
Come on, get on it. Summer
get on it.
Is right now. Come
summer
on.
Is, well, actually.
It's not. It's okay.
Summer is inside your mind.
Summer is, yeah, inside your mind.
Sing once again to me.
My angel of summer. Okay. The next one is, oh my God. This one made me laugh.
I mean, you picked it.
I did. Kind of, I'm not regretting it. I'm just laughing.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, I'm regretting it for you if that makes you feel better.
This is from Feetman69. Feetman, let's see. Our first one is hit the gym way more. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't burn yourself out though, you know, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the ocean. I hate the city. Okay. Understandable.
Okay.
Climb more mountains and maybe a volcano. Okay. I kind of want to also do that. I kind of want to also climb a volcano.
You do that. And I throw you in. I Simba you in.
Oh my God.
Not Simba. What is the word? Mufasa.
Mufasa me in. Oh my God.
Long live the VTuber. You know?
That'd be so awesome. That would be maybe the coolest way to go. I got pushed into a volcano.
You're wild.
I mean, how many people can say that? Like, oh my gosh.
I feel like that was definitely a form of torture in the past. That's not even torturous. They just like threw people in a volcano.
Wasn't that like a sacrificial thing? Like they would
probably.
Probably.
I guess I could sacrifice you to summon another demon.
Oh,
a better demon.
Hey, wait a second.
Go on.
Lose my fat ass Chinese food belly. Okay, like it. Scuba dive more and see cool stuff. Okay. Have you ever gone scuba diving?
Wrote. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You like it?
In Thailand. I do. The only problem is like I kept going. So you're kind of supposed to stay in the same place in the water. And I kept going down and up, down and up, down and up. When I got up and we were on the boat going back, I thought I was ready to like puke in the water from the boat because I kept going up and down and the pressure. But we saw a turtle, which is apparently pretty rare.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. I watched this guy's TikToks. He scuba dives and he always meets the same seal that will like come up to him and like kind of like wrap his arms or the fins.
That is so cute. Around his
like flippers and stuff. And like,
I want to scuba dive too. I can show you. I don't think we can show it on stream because I'm with like a lot of other people. But let me DM this to you.
Yeah, I want to see.
See if you can find me in the photo.
Oh boy. Oh gosh. Okay, I'm going to read these while you find that.
I did. I DM'd it to you.
Oh, already? Gosh, you're so fast. Oh, look at you. Do you know all these people? Or
yeah, I used to work with them.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you have all these pictures?
Do you know all these people? Yes.
Just on the ready.
It's because I know where to find them. I did this thing where I like deleted every Facebook friend. So now I just have like an album on Facebook of photos.
Oh, okay. Take a road trip in Japan. That sounds fun. Driving in Japan sounds stressful though to me. Maybe in the countryside, not as bad. Motorbike around Vietnam. Wow, you are so world traveled. You're like, I'm going to go to a volcano.
I love it.
I'm going to go to Japan. Yeah. I'm going to go to Vietnam. Like,
I'm going to go back to the ocean.
Back to the ocean.
crazy.
Yeah, you're very ambitious. I love it. Eat exotic animals and seafood. Okay, that's kind of also why I picked this one because I was like, exotic animals and seafood. Like what? What to you? You're the one who eats probably more like, you know, you go outside your comfort zone a little bit more than I do. What is exotic to you?
I guess for me, it would be just things that like aren't super like around Canada a lot. So for example, for me, that would be like some of the food I eat in Thailand, like some of the spices they use in Thailand, we don't really use in Canada. I think that it would be an example.
Okay.
Otherwise, like, I guess for me, exotic would be everything that isn't like Canadian, American, or French food, or even like Italian, like anything that isn't like European-ish be to me that.
Yeah. I mean, because everyone's exotic is going to be different, you know?
So. Yeah. That, I think that would be like my idea of that. Just foods that like we don't often have access to.
Because I'm curious what Feet Man's is. What kind of
exotic? Let us know, Feet Man.
Yeah. Get sunburnt enough to get a good tan, which,
okay, that is not how you get a tan.
That is not how you get a tan.
That is not how you get a tan, buddy.
I don't tan though, so I wouldn't know also.
And you use sunblock and then you slowly tan, okay? Don't
get sunburned. It's not good for you. You're also going to get wrinkles faster.
You are.
Yeah. You don't want to get sunburned. It's bad for your skin. And then also get stepped on by these glorious feet. And there's an arrow pointing to my feet at the bottom of the image.
There we go.
I don't know if you.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like I'm involved in this bucket list a little bit.
I have nothing to say. You picked it. You know.
Well, yeah, because I feel like I'm, you know, get stepped on by these glorious feet. That's my foot.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Let's go to the next one. You picked the next one, didn't you?
I picked the next one. Yeah,
you can say it.
Listen, it's your feet. And you know what, Feet Man? Live your best dreams. Live your life. Get stepped on.
The steppies. Maybe by me. I don't know.
So this is Tia's or from Soft Tia.
Tia!
Eat lots of delicious food with a little... First thing, I love that you posted a bunch of emojis.
Yeah, it's so cute.
As an emoji person, I absolutely love it. Eat lots of delicious food with a little ramen bowl.
So cute.
Hang out with friends with the big hug. Go to the beach with a little umbrella. Let's go get away. Go to Japan Expo Paris. That sounds... like such a good expo. I hope you have so much fun with the little Tori gate there.
So
take many pretty photos with the little camera. Share them with us. Yeah. Absolutely. We want to know. Mm-hmm. Get that summer body with a little strength. Also, listen.
What?
if it's summer and you have a body, you got a summer body, babe.
So okay? True.
Just like, please, 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 like 2 pounds less, 20 pounds more. It does not matter. The people who love you, they absolutely love you.
Yeah.
Just remember that, okay? You are as you are, and
you
it's
are
okay.
Always
and we love
hot.
You.
Don't worry about it.
As somebody who eats momos, allegedly, sometimes, you are all delicious on the inside. And you're all sweet on the inside. And that's all that really matters to
it's
me.
True.
Okay?
Yeah.
Buy cute clothes with a little bikini bikini.
Bikini bikini.
Bikini bikini. So lots of cute plushies. This is why I picked it as well. What kind of plushies are you sewing?
Oh, yeah.
Show us. We want to see. Whenever you get this done from your list, can you please mark it off and post a picture? I want to see.
Even if it's just one plushie. Like, even if you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. Yeah. I can't do a bunch of plushies. Like, sew one plushie and I want to see it right now, actually.
Or right now. Just stop what you're doing.
But it also sounds
right
like
now.
Sewing plushies is hard. Like, it sounds like you've done it before. So what plushies have you sewn in the past?
Yeah.
I want to know.
Have fun in Indonesia. I hope you have so much fun too. I heard the food is incredible. I heard the weather is incredible. I also really want to visit. Ooh. I have some pals there and just, I hope you have such a good time.
Yeah.
And finally, eat a burger.
I love it. That's my summer list too. Eat a burger.
I love it. Eat a good burger. Ugh. Oh my goodness. A really, really nice burger.
Oh, now I want one.
I found a really good place in LA that does really good burgers.
Really?
If you want to go. Yeah.
Go? We go?
We go. Absolutely.
Yippee!
I already have like a list. So there's so many places that we're going for cons and things like that. I already on my Google Maps have like whole lists of places.
That's so smart. Wait, you like pin them and like you save them and stuff?
I make like a list. So for example, if I'm looking through my lists now, let me just, hold on. Let me just go Los Angeles or let me go San Francisco International Airport. So like already on my map, there's a bunch of pins. And then when I click on the pin, it's like saved in Ofkai.
Oh, that's so smart.
And then some other ones, it's like saved for Anime Expo, saved for this other thing. Mm-hmm.
What? That's so smart. You can do that?
You're welcome. I can teach you how to do that.
Teach me. Oh my gosh. Wait, you're teaching me something?
About technology. Oh my God. Let's go. How the tables turn into turning tables.
Whoa. I'm the grandma meme now.
Yeah, you are.
Cookies.
It's just like also, for example, like there's a few thrift stores, especially for Anime Expo, like DTLA is like a little bit of a grungy area at times, but it has some incredible restaurants.
Ooh.
It has some restaurants that I've had friends being like, you have to go. There's one called Bestia that everyone's like, you have to go, Matara. There's a bunch of others that I kind of highlighted and
yeah. Nice. Okay. I'm trusting you then. I trust you with food, I think. Maybe. I think mostly.
Well, I do sometimes. I will always warn you if we're going to a fancy place because I love fancy places, but I also like hole in the wall spots.
I
will always warn you if it's going to be like a little pricey. Always, always, always.
Well, it's not the price. It's just, you know, what if it's like, I don't know. What if it's spicy? What if it's something I can't? I don't know.
I'll let you know before, but I found a really good burger spot.
Burger. Burger.
You're so good at imitating. Holy.
I feel like I'm not doing it right.
Mm-hmm. Are you having any last
announcements?
Yeah. Are you in any last words, prayers, anything like that?
Well, tonight we're collabing. But yay! Obviously this is going out on Monday. If you haven't watched it yet, it probably was so hilarious and so
I can't wait.
Fun.
I mean, you and Henya are so cute and Haruka is just so capable. I love that about
her. Really
like she's just
team.
Such a capable person.
Me too. I like our team that we have going on. We did Helldivers first and then we're doing Left 4 Dead 2 tonight. Mm-hmm. So,
and I think in like 2 weeks, I'm going to steal you for a Deep Rock Galactic collab.
Oh, yes, you did mention that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're probably going to take like a week off just because I have so much stuff I need to get done.
No worries.
But
Any
other stuff you're doing this week?
I have I'm part of a karaoke relay on Saturday. So.
I saw. That's so exciting.
Yeah. So If you haven't watched that VOD, also go ahead.
Oh my God, what is going on? We're both doing music stuff on Saturday.
What are you doing? What are you doing? I was going to ask, what's your stream?
My Nike song is coming out.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy. I wanted to bring that up earlier because, oh my gosh, you sound
No, okay, oh who are we? Singing Queens.
Singing Queens. Saturday.
Young and sweet. Only on Saturday. I really wanted to say young and sweet. It was very important to me that I say
No, that
young
is
and
a very
sweet.
Important part. I agree.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
so everybody definitely listen to Matara's
And definitely
cover.
Watch your relay, hello.
Yes.
The best part too is your relay is pretty early for me, so I'll be able to catch it before our show, like our rehearsal and stuff starts. So
I will be watching your Nike jiggly goodness.
Okay,
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. You know how like stressed I was about this. I may have allegedly already sent you what the song sounds like.
No, she didn't, sponsors. I have not heard it.
But yeah, I'm so excited. It's going to be a good time. And I'm excited for you to like be getting invited to this stuff. Because I know sometimes when you're alone on the YouTube, it can feel a little like, oh, I'm all alone.
Yeah, it does.
But I'm really happy to see you getting snatched up by all this stuff.
Thank you. I think I've brought it up to you too. That it's like, it does feel a little alone, but I do appreciate you also inviting me to these collabs and stuff too. So
I got you.
I thank you.
I got you. And hopefully you get to play Minecraft soon too.
I know. Oh, can you send me Iron Mouse's Discord? She was like, add me on Discord. I was like, what's your Discord? She doesn't.
Did you ask her on, because I was going to say, ask her in DMs.
I did. Yeah, she messaged me first.
Can you say? A mouse sometimes, like, you know, because she is, first of all, very busy. And second of all, she, you know, does have an illness. Like sometimes it takes a while. I have to get off of like my OBS to do it because I have streamer mode on.
Oh, yeah. No worries. I thought it was so funny. I was just like, I know how busy she is, and she probably gets like a bajillion messages, and it's Twitter DMs like don't work well. Always miss people's messages. So,
Like her. Just like, okay, give me your Discord. And then she just disappears.
So she was like, let's play Minecraft. And I was like, yippee. I'm so excited to play Minecraft with like on a server. Like it's hard when like,
and it's like super modded.
I'm kind of
scared.
Which at
first it took me a little while to get into, but then when I got into it, I liked it.
Yeah, there's still like a lot that like it doesn't even look like Minecraft sometimes. I'm a little nervous about it, but
I think I'll be honest, I got tired of it much quicker than Minecraft. But I think it's also because I have played Minecraft fairly recently. Mm. I think if I don't play Minecraft, that I get that addiction sink in much more. You know?
Yeah. Yay. Yeah. Oh, what about anything else doing? Anything else?
I gotta pee.
Oh, okay.
I gotta pee.
She's like, she's trying to wrap this up. She's like, can we please? It's okay. I'm hungry. So.
All right, everybody. As usual, hags. Have a great summer.
Have a great summer. Thank you to our patrons. Thank you, everybody scrolling right now.
Yeah.
Thank you for supporting us. Sweet patrons are these.
Who are we to disagree? We read your comments and like when you write them. For this week's comment, please leave a good one. Let's. What do we want them to write?
Oh yes, we need to think of something. Grandma?
Grandma is a good one. Try to include the word grandma in the comment in like a subtle way. It should be like, my grandma and I eating pancakes.
Ooh.
She makes the best pancakes. You know?
Yeah. I liked reading the lobster one last week.
Yeah, that was really, really funny. Y'all really did a good job with the lobster ones.
Thank you guys. Thank you for all the comments and the subscribing and the Patreons and everything. Mm-hmm. Thanks for watching. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Same time, same place. I gotta make sure we don't get like YMCA for this.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.